much, dear Mieke, and Madam President, I shall continue now. So, as coordinators, and realizing the crucial role of parliamentarians in the ratification and implementation of the Convention, we organized a meeting with the Secretariat of the Interparliamentary Union in April 2024. The ISU participated in the meeting too. The objective of the meeting was to establish a working relationship with the IPU and think of ways and means on how best to deal with issues of the Convention and how they could form part of the IPU discussions. During the meeting, the IPU briefed on the programs they have, which already focus on the CCM and other humanitarian disarmament treaties. However, it was noted that there was more to be done in terms of raising awareness regarding the CCM with parliamentarians. Currently, the issues of the CCM are discussed in the Standing Committee on International Humanitarian Law of the IPU. In July, the coordinators held a second meeting with the IPU Secretariat, and the following activities were agreed upon to be conducted between the two institutions. Share a briefing note with the ISU on the work of the IPU regarding the CCM. Consider including the ISU of CCM, the issue of CCM as a standalone agenda item of the upcoming session of the IHL Committee in October 2024, for the IPU to consider at that time how to engage with the Parliament of Lithuania on their then ongoing discussions to withdraw from the CCM. Discuss on how to include a perspective on cluster munitions in the scope of the upcoming IHL open session in October. Discuss opportunities on how to include the issue of cluster munitions in the work of the Committee on Peace and Security and or within the broader humanitarian disarmament architecture of the IPU, and agree on a proposed work plan. In addition, this interaction with the IPU has led to them being invited for the first time to this meeting of states parties of the CCM. We therefore call on CCM states parties to encourage their delegations at the IPU to support discussions on the CCM. I shall recall that the next assembly of the IPU will also take place here in Geneva in October. The coordinators and the IPU are yet to discuss a concrete work plan on the work between the two institutions. As coordinators of universalization, we wish to express our sincere gratitude to the IPU for their positive attitude towards discussing the CCM. The CCM is at the stage where it requires a wide range of stakeholders to cement its relevance and importance. Madam President, in addition to the above activities, on the 1st and 2nd of July 2024, we as coordinators of universalization were glad to join the Mexican presidency for an online universalization workshop, which targeted the Caribbean and African regions and which were conducted and organized also through the permanent missions to the United Nations in New York. In conclusion, Malawi and Peru wish to remind you that universalization is a joint responsibility of all states parties. Therefore, while reaffirming our determination to put an end for all time to the suffering and casualties caused by cluster munitions, we need to redouble our efforts to accelerate the universalization process. I thank you.